Maricopa County Attorney Alistair Adele will not press charges against the Department of Public Safety trooper who shot and killed a black man in Phoenix earlier this summer. On May 25th, 28-year-old Deion Johnson was shot and killed by DPS trooper George Cervantes during a traffic stop. Johnson, who was black, had been found asleep in his car in a Gore area off the Loop 101. Cervantes reportedly removed a handgun from the passenger seat of the car and noticed open alcohol containers in the vehicle. Cervantes tried to arrest Johnson, leading to a struggle that Cervantes said had him fearing for his life. He shot Johnson, leading to an investigation by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. But Adele announced yesterday that she would not pursue criminal charges against Cervantes. She said the facts of the case wouldn't justify it.
If there is any evidence to support a self-defense claim, then we as prosecutors are required to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person did not act in self-defense.
Adele said the decision was based on eyewitness testimony and other evidence. Cervantes was not wearing a body camera, and there's no dash cam footage of the shooting because he was on a motorcycle. The only video footage came from a live ADOT camera that did not capture the actual shooting, but did show a trooper kicking Johnson while he lay dying. Johnson was killed the same day George Floyd was killed by a Minneapolis police officer, sparking a summer of protests to end police violence. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in downtown Phoenix in June to protest the deaths of both Johnson and Floyd. After the county attorney's decision, Johnson's family and supporters said she is showing unfair favoritism to law enforcement in this case. Johnson's mother, Irma Johnson, spoke at a press conference yesterday.
The system fails me. It fails me. It fails my son. It fails us black people. It fails to protect and serve.
The ADOT footage showing a trooper kicking Johnson also showed inaction on the part of Cervantes and another trooper who had joined him on the scene. Neither acted to help Johnson as he died while waiting for an aid from an ambulance that was parked nearby. State Representative Reginald Boulding released a statement critical of what he saw as Cervantes' disregard for Johnson's life. Boulding wrote, quote, "It is odd to me that Alistair Adele appears to have limited her determination of wrongdoing to shooting itself, which had no video evidence, and not the critical last minutes of Deion Johnson's life." He went on to say Johnson could have and should have survived the encounter. Boulding has promised to seek legislative changes to end police violence.